Hey guys, I did it again. I took a little break from the podcast and we haven't had an episode in a little while. But we got more consistent episodes coming up. This week's is pretty great and we should be on track from here on out. With that, enjoy the show. Welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest is really special. She has been voted one of the hottest people in the world by Maxim. She's been featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She has this blossoming acting career. I am talking about model and actress Kate Upton. How's it going, Kate?
Oh, I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
So what brings you to New York? You working on any particular projects right now?
I just like to visit New York and like put out my feelers, see what's happening here.
I know for any of our listeners that don't know, you are engaged to the baseball player Justin Verlander, who last night actually just won the World Series.
Yeah, I'm so proud of him. That's so exciting. You know, I'm not really into baseball at all, but outside of baseball, we have so much in common.
Really? What do you guys do? What is the life like of Kate and Justin?
Kate and Justin are really, really domestic. We really enjoy baking together. It's a really sweet thing that we do. We're really into making scones. Especially with chocolate.
So I know he's an athlete and stuff, and a lot of athletes have very particular diets. Mm-hmm. Is there any like things that you have to avoid to like, you know, keep him on his game?
Well, we just do the act of baking together. We don't actually eat anything. So we'll bake everything and then we'll just throw it out because I also have to.
Oh yeah. No, of course. Yeah. I mean, being a supermodel that you are, I'm sure it requires a very strict diet.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips you can, give to our listeners to achieving like their perfect bodies?
You can always do special workouts. Like I really enjoy dancing, and I also have been a big fan of, the rowing activities, but honestly, a lot of it is genetics, you know, really.
I mean, talk a little more about that. Have you noticed since, like, a young age that people just looked at you different? Like, I know you're 5'10", so you're naturally taller than most women, but you talk about natural beauty. When did you notice that you were beautiful?
Oh, wow. I feel like when I was young, I just knew it was an internal thing, and I was really actually a very ugly kid. And my mom told me that, like, you know, beauty came from the inside, and that someday my insides would reflect my out. So, you know, I just knew inside I was beautiful. So I've just always known that I'm beautiful. And then eventually, it just sprouted outwards.
Okay, so your mother said your insides would reflect your out.
Mm-hmm.
So were you not naturally beautiful inside? Because it sounds like you were always beautiful outside. Is there something that has awakened you for inner beauty that, like, you developed kind of the other way around?
As a kid, I was maybe a little bratty, so eventually I had to learn how to counteract that. So that's what I learned baking.
And okay.
I would donate all of my baked goods to the local schools and charities.
Well, that sounds very noble of you.
Thank you. No, it is. It's really, you really should share your gifts with the world. And at that time, when I was a little brat, I learned that baking and sharing was actually really beneficial.
Now, did you have issues when you were a kid? You say you were bratty. Did you not get along with the other kids around you?
I think I just knew I was, like, an exceptionally adorable child, and I just feel like the other kids weren't as cute. So I just, like, was really, like, full of myself at that point. Thankfully, I've gotten over that as I've gotten older, because now everyone else just agrees how great I am. But at first, it was, like, very hard to get kids on your side.
Okay. So once you started modeling, you signed with these major agencies, you started, like, being the face of major clothing brands. Mm-hmm. How did you not let that get to your head?
Well, you know, I just try to stay humble about it, because there's just no way that, like, if I just literally listened to everything, my head would just explode. So you just kind of, you know, pick and choose which ones you're going to be excited about.
Very, you know, that sounds about right. All right. So recently, over the past 5-10 years, you've started acting. 5 or 10 years, a large spree. I mean, you're only 25 yourself, so you're still very in the beginning of your acting career. But you still have some movies to your name. You starred in the movie Tower Heist. You were in the Three Stooges movie. But the first big role for you was in the movie The Other Woman with Katherine Heigl. And basically, you guys were all, like, pursuing this one guy. It wasn't really critically acclaimed. Actually, it was kind of critically panned for being kind of hokey. But what was that like as an experience for you? I mean, it was all kind of filmed at this beach house, and, like, it seemed like a fun movie to shoot.
Yeah, it was super fun, you know, like, a really beautiful location. It was kind of like a vacation. I just kind of enjoyed my time there. In the sun, and then eventually, like, you know, we had to do work, but, you know, it's just so fun that it didn't feel like work.
Yeah, I mean, you seemed like you were very much in your element there. It was a lot of beach scenes, a lot of bikini work, very similar to what you do for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like art imitating life. Like, I try to pick projects that are, like, really close to how I want to live my life, especially with that one.
Okay, speaking of picking projects, I'm gonna, address, it's not really an elephant in the room, but, like, your last film came out this year, The Layover. It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep, that's true.
It went directly to video on demand, despite having a pretty stellar cast, and director William H. Macy, very well-known actor-director. What happened? Because I have some reviews here. The LA Times said, "Watching a lonely suitcase circle a baggage claim conveyor belt is more diverting." That was from the LA Times. And another one, this one's from The Village Voice. "To accept these characters, you have to suspend your disbelief and any knowledge of real women." Yeah, these don't sound like the nicest of reviews.
Well, you know, the reason why a baggage, like, just going around on a conveyor would be more disturbing, you know, that is actually really scary, because no one's claiming it. That could be some terrorist paraphernalia. So that's really an unfair assessment. I don't think you can compare the two.
For our listeners out there, the brief plot synopsis of The Layover, it takes place at an airport where these two women, best friends, your co-star, Alexandra Daddario, and you, are waiting for your flight. And basically, you have to get a layover because there's a hurricane warning. And while you're at this airport, you guys both fall for this same gentleman, and you kind of, like, fight for him. And I haven't seen the whole movie. I've only seen trailers. But I think that's pretty accurate synopsis. So,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really feel like it's hard to do a proper interview if you haven't seen the movie. So
I do admit I did not do my due diligence there.
Aaron.
Yeah. have you watched it?
Oh, yes. Several times. I mean, I thought it was a great movie. And you know what? Even if everyone supposedly disliked it, at least people had feelings about it. Very strong feelings.
having two films in a row that have been kind of panned by critics, does this take away from, like, your dreams of becoming an actress? Or does it divert you from acting, or does it motivate you to do something better?
You know, I just wanted to act, and I am doing it. So I don't think that anything is wrong with doing movies that, you know, that critics say aren't good. But you know what? I'm proud of what I'm doing. I'm proud of my acting.
Well, a lot of critics out there have been critical about your performance, saying that you've only been cast because of your beauty and not because on your merits as an actress. Do you have any words for those critics out there?
I mean, do you want to watch an ugly person in a video? I don't think so. Or in a movie?
There's a lot of, like, character actors out there that aren't the prettiest of people that give quite compelling performances.
That's also true, but you know what? I think that I'm very watchable. I think that I was hired for the exact right reasons. I don't think it was miscast, and I'm very proud of my work.
Okay, well, let's go through your process a little bit. How do you prepare for a role like The Layover?
Oh, so like The Layover, you know, I decided I'd try to be a little method with it, and I went to an airport, and I booked a flight that had a layover, and then I actually, you know, tried to seduce a man that I met there, who was actually, you know, like, married, so I kind of got the competition vibe. Of course, I didn't act on anything, but, you know, I got that, like, competition vibe going, and, you know, like, maybe a little fighty with the
gentleman's wife.
Yeah, but like I said, I did not, you know, follow through with everything. I just wanted to create an illusion of that feeling. That's not always how it's
I was
done.
About to say, how was that experience for you? Did you learn anything from that?
Yeah, I learned how to capture that, you know, essence of being bored in an airport and just falling for someone very fast. And, you know, at the end of it, I gave them both, like, tickets to my premiere, and they were both very happy. And you know what? They were so excited that they got to provide some of the inspiration for my film. And they thought I did great in it, so.
Well, I mean, as long as they were happy.
Exactly.
And no lawsuits were filed.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. No.
All right. Well, I think we're all curious. What is next for Kate Upton? You seem to have a lot of passions you pursue and stuff. What is the dream right now?
The dream. Wow. It's, you know, I've just been so lucky that I get to pursue so many different avenues. I've really enjoyed acting, but you know, I want to eventually, move into fine art, with my modeling.
What do you mean by fine art?
You know, I think that, like, magazines and, like, all of the glossies and advertisements have been, like, a really wonderful thing, but I'm really ready to become an actual artist's muse. Like, I want to be in all of the finest museums.
Okay. Is there any particular artist that you would want to work with, model for?
I'm willing to support an unknown so we can both, you know, just make a huge splash on the scene. And I could probably make any artist famous because my fame already. And I just want to, like, you know, give back.
Now, what art forms particularly do you, like, interest you the most?
I am open to all of them, but I'm very interested in probably sculpture out of fine materials such as gold and diamonds. I really want to, like, highlight my exquisite luxuries and just, like, project that outward.
Okay. So your ideal piece would be a sculpture of you made out of gold and diamonds.
Yes.
That seems like pretty lavish.
Exactly. Yeah.
Has there been sculptures done out of gold and diamonds before?
There has been one of, you know, Kate Moss in gold, but I want mine to be accented with diamonds to really elevate the luxury and show like a difference, because you know Kate has a very different body than I do, and I want to show how the world is changing.
Okay. Kate was definitely a model of her time. Mm-hmm. She's very like the heroine chic that exactly. they called of the time. Mm-hmm. How do you compare yourself to like previous models? Because I know the times we're in right now with like cameras and Instagram and stuff, like very much the norm. Like there's pictures of beautiful women and people everywhere. Mm-hmm. What is it like to be a model in that time?
Well, you know, it's like very exciting to be like on the forefront of this change. Like, you know, everyone, all of the models before, like a lot of them were struggling with like eating disorders and like being way too thin. And, you know, I'm trying to show that you can have a different type of body. And I just think that's really great. I'm just really proud to be, you know, in front of that movement.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, I think we're going to move into a few speed round questions here.
Great.
Are you familiar with the game Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, I'm going to give three names. You tell me which category.
Okay.
First name is Gisele Bündchen.
Mm-hmm.
Second name is Tyra Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And the third name, Gigi Hadid.
Oh, okay. All right. I place these on then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tell me which in each category.
You know, I would probably, I would marry Gisele because she is an excellent wife in general. You know, I just want to stick with that.
She is a great wife to Tom Brady currently.
Mm-hmm. And I would kill Tyra Banks because, you know what, this is like the old supermodels just want to move forward, and so I would fuck Gigi Hadid because, you know, she's my friend anyways, and, you know, she's super hot as well.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now I'm going to move into a little bit of word association. Basically, I'll say a word, you tell me the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Beach.
Bikini.
Body.
Banging.
Acting.
Excellent.
Modeling.
Me.
Fashion.
Me again.
Hot.
Me again.
And layover.
Underappreciated.
All right. Well, that's about all we have time for today. Kate, is there anything you want to tell our listeners before you head out?
I just want everyone to keep their eyes out for that future art project that is going to be happening.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming out here, and we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised, so instead of having the real Kate Upton here, it has been my friend Marissa Stewart. How's it going, Marissa?
Great. I sounded just like Kate's intro because I was like, oh God.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I'm not particularly like certain of how Kate Upton's voice sounds.
I have no idea.
I mean, yet again, like we were just discussing right after, like we kind of know how she looks. We're like, she's that pretty blonde.
Yeah, just pretty blonde girl. That's like all I knew.
By the way, if any of our listeners have any suggestions for people to do in upcoming episodes, you can always email us at yesandiam@gmail.com and send in your suggestions of like celebrities, famous people that you want to see on the show. Because sometimes I pick people like Kate Upton that don't have much to them. it's a little more challenging for our improvisers and comedians to, you know, do stuff about like someone who's 25 and doesn't have much of a career.
I'm sure Kate is lovely. I just don't know, like, anything about her. Except that she's super hot.
Yeah, no, she makes a lot of money. I'm sure a picture of her is probably, like, costs six figures at least, if not more. Probably millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Which is insane, because I can only, like, yeah, it's probably, like, how long a photo shoot would take, like, couple hours or so.
Yeah. Probably.
And she's making millions of dollars off, like, a couple of hours of work.
Yeah.
Like, actually, why continue acting? Acting takes way too long to make that kind of money.
Exactly. I mean, Mary's just like, I want to try other things. This will be fun.
No, I mean, she's about to marry Justin Verlander, who's one of the highest paid baseball players in the league. So, yeah, they seem to have, like, a good deal going on for themselves. You know, maybe they both retire and just, like, live lives of luxury from here on out.
I'd be cool with that life.
But yeah, anyways, so you're an improviser, comedian around New York City. What do you have going on these days?
Yeah, I'm doing a few things. I perform with the Armory on Friday nights at the Tank Theater in New York City. My team is called Butter. Should check it out. And I also am on a sketch team at the People's Improv Theater called Road Pizza, and we perform on Tuesdays at 7:30. And we have one coming up next week.
Yeah. Did you guys just do, like, they had a sketch fest there, or?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We opened up sketch fest. It was really cool. It was, like, all new Six House teams, like, jam packed into, like, 2 hours. It was, like, intense, but it was really good.
Cool. Well. Yeah. Guys, check her out there. Also, do you have, like, social media, like, Instagram or something you wanna...
Yeah, it's Maka Stewie on Instagram and Twitter. Check it out. Also, Road Pizza on Instagram.
Yeah, check out Road Pizza. They have some funny people. Previous guest on the show, Adriano LaRocca.
Yeah!
Also on Road Pizza, so go check him out. All right, thank
mostly
you.
Me.
Yeah, yes, also Marissa.
Mostly me, though.
Definitely. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Our music is done by the artist Regulus. It's his song Yarning. Go check him out on SoundCloud. Also, if you don't follow us already, follow us on Instagram. It's at YesAndIAm. And as always, if you haven't left a review and rating on iTunes yet, what are you waiting for? Go give us a 5-star review, say something nice about the show, because it helps more people find the show, and that makes me happy. Thank you all again for listening, and we will see you all next time.
Hi, I'm Miles Neuwirth.
And I'm Tristan Miller.
Tristan?
Hmm?
What do you think of movies today?
I don't think they're very good. They're a bit crap lately, to be honest.
A bit crap movies, hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could hear about good movies?
Yeah, I would love to hear about some good movies.
Just like some... And I feel like it would be really helpful to hear, like, a lot of ideas for a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
Probably, like, weekly.
Yeah. Where could I find those good ideas for those good movies?
Some, like, really good movie ideas that you could listen to. I think there's a podcast that does just that.
Oh, what's it called?
Elevator Pitch, starring Miles Neuwirth and Tristan Miller.
Oh, gosh, it's ours.
It's our podcast.
Oh, when does it come out again?
Every Friday, we each come up with a good idea for a movie.
Based off of a prompt we've pre-selected.
Yeah. We each pitch an idea to a judge, and that judge tells us who wins and who dies.
Trapped forever in an elevator.
Bum, bum, bum.
Going up. Indicative of an indie kid. Getting into it. Stay magnanimous.